For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with visiting Singaporean President Tony Tan Keng Yam in Beijing on Friday. Tan's six-day state visit to China comes as China and Singapore celebrate their 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations this year. Xi Jinping proposed the two sides further strengthen their strategic communication and maintain high-level interactions to enhance political trust in one another. He also said that China is willing to cooperate with Singapore and the other Association of Southeast Asian Nations countries to advance their relationship in a sustainable way. Meanwhile, Tan said the two sides can give more play to the bilateral free trade agreement and promote the economic ties between Singapore and China, as well as the wider ASEAN region and China. He also said that Singapore will play an active role in boosting the relationship between ASEAN and China when acting as a liaison country between the two sides. China is urging Japan to immediately stop stoking tensions in the South China Sea and refrain from making groundless accusations against China. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying again notes that Japan is not a party to the disputes in the South China Sea. She made the remarks when commenting on a forthcoming Japanese defense report. The outline of Japan's defense white paper portrays China's land reclamation in the South China Sea as, quote, high-handed, end quote. Hua also said that China is concerned about Japan's new guideline that aims to increase its surveillance and guard over the Diaoyu Islands in the East China Sea. According to the guideline, Japan will deploy coastal observation personnel around Yonganui Island in Okinawa Prefecture. Hua urges Japan to face up to history and reality, stop any provocative remarks and actions about China's territorial sovereignty, and create conditions for properly resolving the Diaoyu Islands issue. Three people were killed and 71 others injured in a 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on Friday morning. After the quake, several minor aftershocks were detected in the quake-hit Pishan County of Hotan Prefecture, measuring between 3.0 and 4.6 magnitude. About 66,000 people have been evacuated. Train services in the quake zone have also been suspended. The Xinjiang Regional Government has rolled out 20 million yuan, or $3.2 million, for disaster relief. More than 500 soldiers and militia members from the Lanzhou Military Area Command are searching for victims. China has voted against a technical cooperation and assistance to Ukraine in the field of human rights during the 29th session of the UN Human Rights Council. The Chinese representative said that China respects the territorial integrity and sovereignty of all countries, including Ukraine, and that any actions by the Council should contribute to the peaceful political settlement of the crisis in Ukraine. The representative also said that dialogue was the only way to resolve the crisis. The Human Rights Council then adopted the resolution on cooperation and assistance to Ukraine in the field of human rights by a vote of 21 in favor, 6 against, with 20 abstentions. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has urged the Greek people to reject the creditors' ultimatum in the upcoming referendum over a debt deal draft. The premier rejected once again claims that a no vote would lead Greece closer to bankruptcy and a possible Grexit. Tsipras's remarks came as the no camp and the pro-euro camp held their final mass demonstrations in the center of Athens. It's estimated that the demonstration in favor of no attracted about 35,000 protesters, while the pro-yes rally attracted about 25,000 people. Greek voters are heading to ballot boxes on Sunday with banks closed and capital controls introduced since Monday. The government has admitted that ATMs will run out of cash by Tuesday. However, Tsipras has assured that regardless of the outcome of Sunday's referendum, Greece will be able to sign a better deal and that banks will reopen normally the next day. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has unveiled the Rio 2016 Olympic torch. The torch relay will begin at the game's birthplace in Olympia, Greece, before embarking on its tour of Brazil in May of next year. White and blue with green waves and set in its upper half, the torch will start its Brazil journey in the capital Brasilia before traversing 300 cities across the country. About 12,000 torchbearers are expected to participate in the relay. The Rio Olympic Games will be held from August 5th to 21st next year. It will be the first ever Olympics in South America. And that's the latest from CRI. I'm Spencer Music.